This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, cease fist pumping because this is an emergency Jersey Shore podcast. I am JT. And joining me, as always, is my Jersey Shore aficionado friend, and that is Leanne Griffin. Leanne, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I've summoned you.
Yes.
Well, I guess technically you summoned me, but then I demanded you because there is red-hot Jersey Shore news breaking. You are my Jersey Shore ride or die since like 09. Even though I don't think we've seen each other in person in like probably almost 20 years at this point.
Probably but this is what Jersey Shore brings us all together.
Yes, we talk regularly about Jersey Shore. Since it's debuted.
Yeah.
So I got a message from you, and I knew immediately what it was about when I saw Leanne Griffin has sent you a message, because earlier today, news broke that Ronnie Ortiz Magro of Jersey Shore was arrested for an alleged domestic violence incident with his on, off, whatever the fuck she is at this point, Jed Harley, charged with kidnapping and bail of $100,000. And the story goes that he slapped her, he punched her, and chased her with a knife while she was holding their 18-month-year-old daughter. Ugh. And then basically just had a meltdown. He locked himself and the infant into an Airbnb until police came, kicked the door down, and tased him and brought him in. So you and I are Team Ron Ron. We've made that very clear.
Yeah.
And, like, it's such a sad thing to watch, especially because what we're watching right now in this current season is him trying to pick the pieces back up and just figure it out. And
yeah.
You're feeling a little good about him, and then this hits. Like, what was your feeling when you saw the story?
At one point, I think during the season, he was talking to his father, and I think it was before he went off to, I don't think it was rehab, but they called it a wellness center. It was some sort of, I don't know. It was some sort of attempt to make things better. And his father had said something, I think, like he was really concerned that someone was going to end up dead. And I'm just really terrified for this family at this point. It's just, it's not entertaining anymore. And I'm kind of wondering at this point if they should just let him off the show and just figure out his stuff.
Well, I'm wondering how much of this they're taping. Because obviously the stuff we're watching now was filmed, you know, earlier this year or late last year.
Yeah, springtime.
And so you're wondering, you know, are they filming this for like the next, like, I mean, if they keep filming ahead and this stuff keeps happening, we're probably just going to keep seeing it. But
yeah.
the dude clearly needs help. And he's obviously not getting it. He's trying. He's trying. And I don't know what it is that he cannot. I know it's hard. I know when you have the kid, like everything about it. I get it. But at this point, it's a clearly toxic situation for both of them. Like
it has been for a while.
Real bad. It's not even just like, oh, they fight. You know, it's like ugly. Ugly bad. Like vicious.
It's violent. It's violent. It's and it sounds like if the child is involved, like I said to you a little earlier when we were talking that she's 18 months. She's going to get to the point where she's remembering this stuff and it's going to start to affect her.
Right. And it's immortalized on TV. Like she's going to be able to watch it when she's older.
That's the worst part.
Yeah.
I think it's just, you know, you're a dad. This must be upsetting to you to see this child.
And it hurts because he's such a good dad. Like it seems like, you know, like he cares about her. He's in her life. He wants the best for her. Like, it's not like he's just like, whatever, you know, he's like a deadbeat dad or anything. Like he wants to be in her life. And I think deep down, he wants to keep this family together for her, you know, in a way. So, and they keep coming back, but you saw the selfishness from Jen bear out. I think it was the one for the birthday party or the Christmas, whatever the party was. And he's
was
trying
her
not
her
to drink
birthday.
And she's doing shots. You know what I mean? It's like, it's awful.
Yeah. It was just like, where's the bar?
Right.
And it's a one-year-old's birthday party.
Right. Why do we need to all get hammered at this party?
You know, I don't know. At some point, you know, you watch enough reality TV and, you know, editing is involved. So I'm wondering if they edited that to make her look bad, but it didn't look good.
No. And you keep thinking, they obviously want to foil and they play her up as one. I mean, the ominous music. She's like Susie on Curb Your Enthusiasm, right? They play like the death march every time she comes on the screen.
Yeah.
And everyone's scared of her. But beyond that, like, we see stuff in the real news that clearly isn't skewed, you know, like stuff that is happening in reality.
Yeah, there's
so
multiple
sure they play it up a bit,
incidents. But, yeah, yes. I mean, they were just talking. There was a New Year's Eve incident that Paulie and Vinny were concerned about. There was whatever happened when he dragged her she dragged him with the car. Somebody, I think there was a dog that died in the process. No, honestly, I'm trying to put together a timeline in my head, and I feel like there are multiple incidents like this.
And it's crazy because the show is kind of predicated on it at this point. Like, they're basically turning into a zany adventure show for everyone else but him. And then he's, like, grounded in this dark reality that keeps us cutting through the show.
It's really dark. Yeah.
They have him on vacations and trips, and Vinny's doing the stripping thing. And, like, so they're trying to make it, like, what wacky adventure is the crew on now? And then here's him just, like, battling sobriety, battling alcoholism, this, you know, awful circle he's in with his girlfriend, with the daughter. It's, like, this dose of reality that slaps you in the face whenever he shows up on screen.
It's getting to the point where I don't want to watch it. It's
but
just
you
so
are.
Morbidly. I am. Yes, yeah. Because I love the show, but I just, this is real life shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really in some danger. And I just, every time it seems like, oh, there's an upswing, it's doing a little bit better. Maybe they've gotten their act together, but it's just, and something will turn. And I don't know whose anger issues it is or what's really going on, but something is not working. And I feel like they need to get him off the show.
Yeah, I agree. And honestly, at this point, I don't even know if that even matters at this point. Like, I feel like he's so far gone that, like, I don't think the show is if anything, the show may be helping him because it's putting him with who's perceived to be his close friends in a situation where he kind of is front and center to maybe behave, you know? It seems like the worst stuff happens when they're not during those times. It's like when he's just home with nothing to do but be at home with Jen. And, you know, I'm trying not to sound selfish about it because of the TV part, but... Like, to me, it screams, it's a guy that when he's out of the public face and he's just dealing with the day-to-day life is when things spiral for him. Now, that said, his buddies, I think there's some genuine love and concern for him through most of this.
For sure.
But I'm questioning what's going on with Jenny lately because she's someone that over the last season, like season and a half, like, you know, the ranch and everything else, is starting to hold herself to, like, the standard. Like, we've seen it since they've come back. Right. She's always kind of the perceiving herself as the moral compass. Like she's explaining why what so-and-so is doing is bad, why so-and-so is cheating. She was all over Ron in the original when they first came back, when they were at that house, you know, I figure they were Seaside or wherever they were, you know, every little, her and Snooki, right? If you look at a girl, you're cheating. If you touch a guy, you're cheating. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Like they're all over it. The moral compass. In the meantime, her marriage is falling apart and she's just completely ramping up everything. Like, she is dogging everyone else, getting involved in everyone else's building. And Ronnie's called her out on this, right? He's like, fuck absolutely. You. We can't talk about your shit, but you can blast mine in front of everyone.
Yeah, you're being a hypocrite.
Right. And she's being an incredible hypocrite. And it's like, you're trying to be his friend. You say he's your friend, you care about him. But then, and I haven't seen last night's episode, but last week they set it up. Like, she's stirring the shit. Like, this dude is, you're calling him your best friend, your brother, you love him. And here he is battling severe depression and alcoholism because of this girl. And you're stealing his phone and texting her and telling her to come to the strip. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you even involved? Like, why are you even doing this to someone you supposedly care about?
And they were, not to give away any spoilers or anything, since I haven't seen it, but they were wildly uncomfortable with her showing up, all of them. It was like, why did Jenny call her? Why did Jenny invite her? We don't want anything to do with it. And then Paulie felt like he had to do the right thing, and he texted Ron to say she came.
Okay. Yeah, I figured that was kind of
cool. And then you could see Ronnie being interviewed by the producers, and he gets the text, and his whole face changes, and he looks like he's twitching, and it's just bad.
Ugh. And it's like, it's just super frustrating the way they handle all this. And honestly, this season has made me like sour on a few things. Like, Jenny is like my bottom of my power rankings right now. Like, I feel like the way she's handled the Ron stuff is awful. Like, bragging constantly about banging 24 is like obnoxious.
Like,
we get it. You're single and you're enjoying yourself for the first time in like probably a decade. We get it, but like, enough. And then, like, the way she's treating Angelina, who I get it. Like, she's a dipshit. She sets herself up. I mean, she does, right? She opens herself up for trouble. But they also paint her in a way where that forces her into these corners that then has to claw back at them. And they do it often. Like, Paulie does it, but he does it more in a jovial way. But then, like, Jenny and Dina, the one at the Chippendales, where, you know, Jenny goes on stage, didn't know she was getting called up, and basically gets dry humped by Vinny and, you know, all the stuff where he's stripping and everything in front of her.
Yeah.
20 minutes later, Angelina's on stage unknowingly and kind of doing the same thing. And Dean is like, oh, she's cheating. I can't believe she's doing, like, no word about Jenny, like the Saint Jenny, right? She's not doing anything. And but it was Vinny,
and then the whole thing was meant to be awkward. And then the funniest thing,
yeah, but
about
if Angelina
that scene,
did the Vinny thing, they'd be saying the same thing though.
That's true. I think they played it up because I can't remember, was Jenny with any other Chippendales guy or was it just Vinny?
It was just Vinny.
Because I think they played that up as she kept saying, ew, he's my brother, ew, ew, ew. And then they played that genius music cut, which was right. Avicii's Hey Brother, and I died laughing. That was my favorite part.
But she didn't get off the stage, which is what she accused Angelina of not doing. Yeah. She was like, oh, if I were you, I would have said, I'm out, and walked off the stage. I'm like, that was you, like 20 yeah. minutes ago, and you didn't walk off the fucking stage. You sat there and let Vinny grind on you. Whether it's awkward or not, switch those roles. If it's Angelina with Vinny, they'd be all over it too, because they did it when she oiled up Vinny in the hotel room. They were you cheated. It's like, Christ. It's like, no wonder why she's got a fucking complex. Like, give the girl a break. I mean, should she be with this other guy? I don't know. Probably not. Should she be with Vinny? Yeah, I think that's the end game of this whole thing. But
God.
But I feel like they put her in this corner that, like, they just force her to be the way she is a lot of the time. And it makes it sympathetic to me. Like, I just feel bad for her. And it makes me just really not like Jenny. It's like just who the fuck are you at this point, you know?
Yeah, I didn't really anticipate the young boyfriend and how much of a thing that was going to be on the show. Because she was really closed off about her divorce. And I get that, because I understand that it's going through court systems. And there were things they probably had. I don't know if they had kind of orders not to talk about it in the media, which she said. I'm not sure if that was the case. But and then all of a sudden, there's a new dude. And I was a little taken aback by it. But mm-hmm. I feel like maybe I should. I had never been in that situation. I don't know if I should judge, but
I mean, there's a chance, yeah. right, that the marriage was bad for a while and she was ready. Yeah. You know, it's like,
yeah,
whatever.
I got that impression.
Right. I agree. And but yes, it has been more than I expected as well. And it's just making her, like, when she's on screen, it just annoys me at this point. Like, I don't even want to see her like on at all. And I like when Snooki's without her. When they're together, I feel like that brings Snooki down with the whole, like, I just don't get the obsession with, like, oh, you're cheating, you're touching. It's like, when they're doing the same thing, it's like this ridiculous hypocritical nonsense, you know, that creates these complexes for these people that made their career off acting like idiots. You know what I mean? Like, and now all of a sudden they're, oh, well, I'm married with kids and I have this holier than thou attitude. It's just ridiculous.
It's funny that we're talking about this because I realized today how much I'm missing Snooki mm-hmm. in these most recent episodes, and she's home because at the time she was very, very pregnant, but I miss her kind of, I guess, moderating or making things a little more entertaining. And I do enjoy Dina, but she's a little more straight laced.
Yes.
You know, now that she's a mom, but I miss Snooki just being a little ridiculous and her sense of humor. And I've definitely noticed her absence in the last few episodes.
You can feel it. It's just like those ones last season without Paulie, where you could really feel he's like the he's a straw that stirs everything. And to me, like, as much as I, Angelina's getting a little bit more sympathetic and Ronnie is very sympathetic. Like, I am full team Ron, but Paulie's like, at this point, the only one to me that has still kind of been unscathed because of just the way he controls his personal life and the way he is on the screen. Like, I don't think he ever goes a scene without making me laugh in some way.
Right. Yeah.
He's still the best, even though I do think the double shot dinged him a bit. And also I thought double shot really soured Vinny, like the way he acted on there, like just came across. I know you didn't watch it, right?
I gotta be honest, I didn't see any of it, but I did hear other people say, or I've seen online similar sentiments to what you have.
Yeah, I got really sucked into the show. The finale was like the worst finale I've ever seen. Like, I mean, it was like it just ended like, what, this is it? And Paulie slides by because just how much he guards everything, you know, so regardless. Yeah. Even if something bad comes, like, he's got so much goodwill. Whereas Vinny ended up really coming off as kind of just like a, I mean, I guess we know he's like a mama's boy, but really just like a child in a lot of this and the way he acts.
Yeah.
And the way things went down with Elise, who he picked, and then the way they fell out. And even on this, like, he just feels like, I don't know, like, he's just a weirdo. like it's creeping out more and more just how weird he is. And it's like, he definitely wants Angelina. He just doesn't want to give in, you know? Like, I think that's obvious by the way he acts with her, but I don't know.
I kind of wish, like, now that they're all adults, they're all in their 30s, they should just, if they really want to pursue something, maybe they should try it.
Right. I think he's so image conscious that he's like knows all the shit he'll catch. You know what I mean? Like if he just like did well, and I think part of him too is he probably genuinely likes Chris or whatever. You know, like he probably doesn't want to do that to him. But yeah, there's obviously something there. I mean, the end game of this is that engagement's off and she's gonna end up banging Vinny at some point. I mean, there's no way. I feel like they're gonna keep the show going until that happens, whether it's planned or not.
Buy a house together or something. It looks like they.
Angelina and
bought it. Yeah, it looks like they bought a house together.
We'll see.
Yeah, well, that's that'll be tricky. Much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She go move in with Vinny's mom, who was a delight in the strip episode.
Okay, so I want to ask you, why do you think she was crying so hard?
She was proud. She's such a.
I get that it was probably pride, but it really seemed it didn't necessarily seem happy to me.
Well, she was probably conflicted, right? A little complex in there, you know, like you're watching your son strip on stage, but she was also proud of how far he's come. They never mentioned what about his dad, huh? Like there must be something there. They never bring it up. Like I don't know.
I looked it up. No, I don't think they ever introduced him, but I think from what I read, and this was years ago, I don't know if anything's changed, was that they were separated but amicable, and his dad's never been part of the show.
Right.
His dad was just never had any desire to be part of it.
Okay. Yeah.
So it sounds like there wasn't anything sinister.
Okay. Because I didn't know if, like, that's why she's, like, so overly proud. You know, because, like,
yeah.
He just had a rough childhood or something. I wasn't sure. But I think it's just joy. And I think they also played it up. You know what I mean? Like, a lot.
Yeah. She does seem like the, you know, maybe a little bit over the top Italian mom.
Oh, for sure.
But, you know, he does seem to. I did laugh, though, when he hurt his ankle.
Yes.
And she kept calling and telling him to buy frozen vegetables. And then she brought him frozen vegetables.
And then Uncle Nino.
Oh, that was good.
Prank war champion, Paulie D.
That was, do you think they really pulled that off? Do you think that was really?
I don't know.
A surprise to them?
Yeah. I'm like real naive with reality shows. Like,
right.
I have a buddy I went to high school with. And I was talking to him. He was actually on a dating show on like VH1. Oh. I forget which one he was on. And I was bitching about Double Shot of Love. And he's like, dude, he's like legit like 95% of the shit's all scripted. Mm-hmm. So like it's a real like Santa Claus thing for me that I'm trying not to accept. And the Double Shot really broke me like reading about it after because I was really into it. I really got sucked in. I don't watch I don't watch any of that. So this was kind of my first real foray. Mm-hmm. And it broke me. I was heartbroken.
That's too bad. Yeah, but I'm happy to see Mike and how well Mike seems to be doing now that he's out and living his best life out of prison.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, and he is like jacked. I mean, geez, he's back to the original situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is all in on being the situation. The situation is no longer under construction.
No. So
how long do you think the season's going to go? Do you see it going?
I don't know. I can't tell how many more episodes. I'd have to look at my app.
Well, they really stretched out. Like they have season two is like 20 something episodes. But I think that crossed over like multiple. That was like Jersey, Vegas, Miami. You know, it was like everything at once.
Yeah, and then so at this point, Snooki is probably they're probably gonna show Snooki's baby.
I would think so. I'm just wondering. I feel like they usually take like a few months off, so I wonder if they'll take a break soon and then come back and like cover Mike in prison, getting out of prison and everything.
Yeah, I'm going to guess maybe they are filming now because they must have got... So he was out of prison, what, mid-September?
Yeah.
Maybe they are filming that. Maybe they did catch the Ronnie stuff. I don't know.
I'm sure they did. I think they're pretty much filming year-round, and then they probably just used the best stuff. That's my guess.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
All right. Well, Leanne, I say we check in maybe season end or so. We'll see where things are
good.
Going. God, hopefully Ronnie does okay.
Yeah.
So he comes out of this all right. But
yeah.
We're still Shoreaholics. We're not going anywhere, sadly.
No, I'm rooting for him. I want him to get his act together because, like, you're right. I think he wants to be a good dad. And he wants to be there for his daughter, and he just maybe doesn't know how to do it as well as he could.
Right. No, he definitely needs help, and I don't know. Maybe his dad will get reinvolved, and then more of the Jersey Shore milking comes with the new. They're doing another show with Paulie and Vinny, the Vegas show, whatever. Have you seen that?
Oh yeah, no.
Like it almost feels like a travel. It's on MTV, but it's like basically Paulie and Vinny like tour Vegas kind of thing. So
oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll see where that goes, but that might be the break show. Like Double Shot was the break last time in between.
Oh okay, I'll check that out.
All right, Leanne, it was great catching up as always. I appreciate the time. Glad we got the vent.
Thanks for sharing.
Cut my complex Shore feelings out. Yeah. So
we'll catch up soon.
All right. Take care, everyone. Keep watching. Keep fist bumping. Talk to you soon.
Sucking out titties.